Hi everyone, Alex Smith here with your 360 update presented by Sports Authority. The Eagles are packing their buses and getting ready to head up the New Jersey Turnpike to the Meadowlands for Thursday night's preseason finale against the New York Jets. But before that game gets underway, let's take a look back at some of the best from this week's locker room availability. Let's hear from head coach Chip Kelly, quarterbacks Tim Tebow and Matt Barkley on that competition for the third quarterback spot heading into the preseason finale.
No, our opinions aren't formed. It's one more time for game opportunities. Obviously, I think especially with the quarterback position, practice is different just because they're wearing red jerseys. You know, when they're not hit, I think when you get them out there in a game, it's another opportunity to get a legitimate evaluation of them. So there is a lot of weight in it.
I don't feel any pressure at all. No, I don't. I don't think it's anything but just an exciting opportunity. And been in this place before to impress and to move the ball down the field, and I'm excited, like I said, from the opening snap to get my feet in the ground, to get completions to start it off, and then just get the ball rolling from there.
You approach it the exact same. You just try to focus, understand what they're doing. We won't game plan too much, you know, but get in studying, get recovered, get ready to go, and just go out there and compete.
There are still a number of roster spots up for grab heading into the preseason finale, and the Eagles will need to trim the roster down to 53 players by Saturday afternoon. One of those players on the roster bubble is wide receiver Rashid Bailey, a local product who has stepped up to the plate and put a lot on display for this Eagles coaching staff.
I mean, I'm happy. I'm not putting no pressure on myself. You know, the one thing I always do is I try to say, don't give yourself expectations. So I'm trying to go into this game just playing hard, you know, put my head down and just playing and having fun. And that's the main thing that I'm going to go out there and try to do, have fun. You know, my mindset is go out there every day and just give it everything you got. I'm not looking at, you know, future things. I'm looking at right now. And right now I'm on this team and I'm going to, you know, put all my effort towards making it. So, you know, whatever happens, happens.
As for Kenyon Barner, another player on that roster bubble, he's proven himself as both a running back and a punt returner, but he knows that he still has one last opportunity to showcase his skills.
That wasn't at the game enough. You can never do enough. You know, there's always more that you can do, always more that you can correct, always more that you can get better. But like I said, at the same time, I just got to go out and do my part. Continue to make plays, continue to capitalize on opportunities, like I said, and hopefully put myself in a great position at the end of the day.
While most of the Eagles starters will not play on Thursday night, we still caught up with wide receiver Jordan Matthews, who spoke about how good this Eagles receiving core can be, especially when tight end Zach Ertz is back in the mix.
And we got a lot of security blankets. I mean, Sproles is open all the time. He catches everything that goes to him. It's crazy. I mean, I think we've been doing well as offense, but you know, Zach Ertz hasn't even played. So imagine Zach when he gets back. I mean, look, you've seen what Nelson's been able to do. Josh, I mean, we got so many guys. So I'm just another part of the big wheel. And so whenever the ball comes to me, I ever get a chance to make a play, I just got to make it.
The Eagles and Jets kick off from East Rutherford, New Jersey at 7 o'clock on Thursday night. Don't forget that you can get started by watching our kickoff show at 6:30 right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.